Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. Wow, the news just keeps changing out of Texas. It seems to me there are a lot of people trying to cover their liability. All I can tell you is there will be lawsuits, 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 and I hope the parents get, and it won't bring their children back, but I hope they get hundreds of millions and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions, maybe billions or trillions, because this is stupid and ridiculous. But of course, you guys know I have been trying to tell you guys for months, we are on our own. You cannot trust the police to be there. They're going to be there to take the report, count the dead bodies, and file the paperwork. That's it. Very rarely do they get there before the shooting is over. And apparently now when they do, they stand around outside. Now, the story in Texas is changing. There was no resource officer. Now they're saying the resource officer didn't engage. Well, if there is no resource officer, there is no one to engage. So someone's lying. Now, there is a representative that claims, and now he's kind of walking it back, that this guy was on the radar and had made threats 3 or 4 years earlier. So I don't know. But the point is, apparently, again, according to reports, some of the police went in there, snatched their kids out, got their kids out through windows and stuff, and left other kids in there. We also know that I think the guy that finally took the guy down was a Border Patrol agent that was in the middle of a haircut, borrowed his barber's shotgun, and went in there and took care of business. I want to know why the federal marshals were standing around and even arresting and cuffing people. I don't know. I'm asking questions. That's all I'm doing. But it sounds like to me this was a setup, that there were stand-down orders. I don't know. But these people didn't act normal. They didn't act right. If you have federal marshals there, you have police there, why on earth are they standing around and they're waiting on someone with a key? The door was unlocked. We're also hearing that this school went to 48 lockdowns in the last year due to border issues and trafficking or something related to issues at the border. It would go under lockdown. How is it you don't have at least 2 school resource officers? Something doesn't smell right here. And how convenient that the liberals are so ready to go with their legislation. And now Mitch McConnell, apparently. Mitch McConnell. I wonder why Mitch McConnell left the military. Has anyone ever done any research on Mitch McConnell? Just asking questions. And again, Mitch McConnell's wife, she's an interesting character, isn't she, in her family? So apparently now Mitch McConnell is ready to cut a deal with Chucky Schumer and use red flag laws. So there's a lot going on today. Joining me right now, and Jimmy Kimmel just recorded a little monologue. I want to play some of that for you about this. But joining me, and he got it all wrong. Joining me now is, again, Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Mike, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hello, America. Let's go, Brannon.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike Hammond.
Yeah, so that joke never gets old.
No, it never does.
No.
So what do you make of what's going on in Texas? The information keeps changing.
And I'm no genius, but I can tell you, I predicted after the Buffalo shooting what was going to happen. New York Times obsessed on this guy's 180-page manifesto. It obsessed on it. Joe Biden came to Buffalo. Every major news outlet in the country obsessed on what he said and ran his picture on the front page and ran his name repeatedly on the front page. And I'm no genius, but I predicted at the time, perhaps on this program, that there were dozens of demented young men sitting out there who would read this narrative and say to themselves, aha, now I know how to get my 15 minutes of fame. And lo and behold, I don't think that Times is, there are two interpretations. One, the Times is stupid. The second is the Times is corrupt. I am not sure that either of them is mutually exclusive, particularly with respect to Joe Biden as well. But I do think that the Times is not so stupid that it didn't realize that its coverage was going to generate copycat killings. And this won't be the last. This won't be the last that dead children's corpses would result from its coverage, and I think it just regarded these as collateral damage.
What do you make of the conflicting information? First, there was no school resource officer. Now, the school resource officer didn't engage. Well, which one is it, people? And why are the cops standing around? Why is the federal marshal cuffing dads that say, well, if you're not going to do something, I'm going to do something? That's their right. Whoever cuffed that father, I personally, my conviction is they should be put on trial
they may very well be put on trial
for involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary arrest.
Well, they should be put on trial for involuntary manslaughter. Whoever cuffed that dad from his willingness to risk his life to save his child and others, that whoever cuffed him should be put on trial for involuntary manslaughter.
Well, there are a couple of other – well, first of all, I don't think everyone's covering their rear ends. I'm not sure we'll ever know what the narrative is. Secondly, the intention of this, the intention of treating these 19 kids, two adults, as collateral damage is for the left to gain momentum in order to enact the very laws – that didn't work in New York and didn't work in Texas. They want to enact, they're saying, we want to enact red flag laws. Guess what? New York has had a red flag law since 2019. It didn't work. It's by and large never worked in the 19 states in which it's been employed. They have higher crime rates, higher rates with respect to every category of crime, except they have, it turns out, they have higher rates of sexual assault as well. So the red flag laws have done absolutely no good. The answer to Democrats is let's enact these laws, which didn't do anything in New York, but existed in New York, so we can keep New York from happening again.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this or not. Talk about red flag laws, okay?
Yeah.
What red flag laws are supposed to alert someone if someone's crazy, maybe on the verge of doing something? Well, Fox News is reporting May 26th. They're reporting, no, the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
That's today. They're reporting Buffalo shooting. Retired federal agent may have had advance notice about shooter's plans, report says. Authorities believe the former agent was one of several people who regularly chatted with accused Buffalo gunman Peyton Gendron online. I'm going to be joined by Pete Santelli in a minute, but he last night and I on television last night were talking about stories and documentation he has that former and current federal agents go into these chat lines and visit and talk to some of these people. And I'm not so convinced they don't incite some of these people. We already have showed the press release from the father from 2017 about the FBI approaching his schizophrenic, mentally unstable son, yeah, and trying to convince him to do some things and providing him with cars and other things. So apparently this is modus operandi for them, is to,
The solution is relatively simple. Texas has a system whereby schools can train teachers and arm teachers and allow them to use firearms in order to protect their kids. If that had been in place in this school, there may have been a body count of zero. It was not in place because the Robb Elementary School chose not to put it in place.
I read a report today over at Ammo Land that if you allow the school officers and the teachers to be armed, and particularly if you have two or three school resource officers, their studies have shown you'll probably end up with minimum of three people shot and killed, which is too many. But if you don't, you're going to end up with what we just saw now, which is 21 dead. Let me continue reading from this Fox News. Federal officials investigating the deadly Buffalo grocery store shooting are trying to find out if a retired federal agent from Texas who reportedly talked to the alleged shooter online frequently was one of a handful of people who knew about the shooting about 30 minutes before the attack was carried out. I guess this guy, I'm not going to say his name, he invited around 30 people in a chat room. I think I said his name once already, but I don't want to keep saying it. He invited around 30 people into a chat room devoted to racism to read his white supremacist ramblings and then showed them his plans less than an hour before he went to the top supermarket and allegedly killed 10 black people, according to the Buffalo News. The unarmed retired agent from an unnamed agency, was reportedly among those invited to see his plans, but it's clear if he accepted, two law enforcement officials told the newspaper. The former agent and six others suspected of regularly chatting with this guy on the forum could potentially be charged as accomplices. The FBI is attempting to find and interview them.
I think the solution is relatively simple, and that is to allow people to defend themselves. There was one security guard, supposedly armed, in the Buffalo supermarket. As soon as this perpetrator, and I won't use his name, got around this guy and shot him to death, at that point it was free range. He could go down the aisle one after another with the confidence that he could get his 15 minutes of fame and no one would fire back. Ditto Uvalde, the perpetrator, and I'm not going to use his name, supposedly he may have encountered, he may not have encountered the school resource officer, but he knew he was the only one in that school who had the capacity to fire back. And once he entered the unlocked back door, having played around in the schoolyard for about 12 minutes, at that point, he could shoot anyone he wanted. He could turn the school into a river of blood, and there was no chance that anyone would interfere with his 15 minutes of fame by firing back.
And there's growing evidence that some of these kids that were shot may have very well laid there and bled out because the cowards outside wouldn't go in and risk their life to do their job. I heard one of the first reports is that the police went in and they were taking fire, and someone said
knows the police don't want to get into any situation in which they take fire.
Exactly. So one of the officials said, well, they could have been shot. I'm like, that's kind of your job, isn't it? That's your job. I mean, some of you guys are going to retire with pensions and all kinds of stuff. That's your job. You take the risk. You don't have to take the job, but you do. I say charge them. I say charge them with involuntary. There needs to be people that go to prison for this.
And I think when they bring those lawsuits, the first defendant needs to be the New York Times.
All right. We'll come back. Why are you saying that?
Because the Times knowingly create a situation in which one of a dozen deranged kids would shoot up a school, realizing there'd be collateral damage.
Because they... Well, I'm going to have you expand on that. Plus, play Jimmy Kimmel for Mike Hammond to respond to when we come back. Don't go away.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available. And just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay, and your meals are there, and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, quick up with you. Okay, thanks. Bye. All right, sorry, folks, had to take that call. All right, so joining me is Mike Hammond of gunowners.org, gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Before we go to this clip by Jimmy Kimmel, you're saying that...
I'm saying that when the Buffalo shooting broke out, every major news outlet, but starting out with the New York Times, spent a week navel-gazing about this guy's manifesto. The reason, I think, is that they thought they could label gun owners as racist white supremacists. But they went on and on and on. Joe Biden extended the coverage, and they, by and large, guaranteed that a bunch of deranged juveniles sitting out there trying to figure out how to deal with their humdrum lives.
And you're saying because they kept using his name over and over and over.
Yeah, they used his name. Okay. They used his picture. They dwelled on his manifesto. They wouldn't let it go. And my opinion is this is the direct cause that of this shooter. And I expect there will be other shooters subsequently basically trying to shoot up a school in order to get their coverage in the New York Times.
Let's go to the audio clip of Jimmy Kimmel from the other night. Listen to this. We'll have Mike respond to it.
Hi, it's Jimmy, and I wanted to speak to you directly without an audience for just a bit before we start the show, because here we are again on another day of mourning in this country. Once again, we grieve for the little boys and girls
I appreciate
whose lives.
Yeah, I appreciate the media stuff right there. I appreciate the fact.
Yeah, good acting.
Well, and I don't know. Maybe it's not. And I appreciate the fact that he is sensitive to the loss of life. But here's my question. How does he feel about abortion?
Well, it's sort of interesting. It's like a creepy clown on It. He's pretending to be concerned about the little boys and girls, but in fact, his network is using those little boys and girls in order to achieve its political objective.
Good points. And what kind of trash does that network put out? And how does that impact little boys and girls?
Well, every politically correct perversion, that's you can think of, it probably runs through that network on prime time, including topping it off with Creepy Clown.
Here we go.
Families have been destroyed while our leaders on the right, the Americans at Congress and at Fox News and these other outlets, warn us not to politicize this.
Ever considered that they believe in the Constitution, that they have different views from him, and, incidentally, that the states they come from, states like North Dakota, Arizona, Maine, New Hampshire, Alaska, places like that are much, much safer than the rivers of blood which exist in the states whose laws he lauds.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Jimmy.
They immediately criticize our president for even speaking about doing something to stop it because they don't want to speak about it because they know what they've done and they know what
we
they
have
haven't
done. I mean, what a liar.
Yeah, he's going to blame this. Watch. He's
going
to start blaming.
Yeah, what we have done. Incidentally, New York had all the laws that Democrats are pushing to enact in the wake of this shooting, and Texas had many of them. The Texas shooter had background checks on his guns. So the Democrats come in and say, well, if we get background checks, then we're not going to have these shootings. I don't think so. The shooter complied with the background checks, and yet the shooting still happened.
Let's go back to Jimmy.
That it's indefensible, so they'd rather sweep this under the rug. And, most Americans support keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and children, the majority of us do, Democrats and Republicans.
Out of criminals,
the reason they call
it's
them
interesting
common sense.
How he framed that. Says they don't believe criminals should have guns. But, yeah, we do believe that law-abiding citizens should have guns in order to protect ourselves and our children. And we do believe that if the laws with respect to gun-free school zones and the laws with respect to New York in general had been different, those body counts wouldn't have existed.
Well, and again, we need the Second Amendment to protect ourselves from the criminals who are going to get the guns and break the law because they're criminals.
They're criminals, yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
It's gun laws because that's what they are. Common sense. 89% of Americans want background checks before a gun can be purchased.
We looked at those polls. They come by and large from the left itself, the gun control movement. And it shows, for instance, that in North Dakota, 90% of Americans wanted background checks. I mean, that's just a lie.
Okay, let's keep going.
Just the very least we can do. A bipartisan bill passed in the House. It's been stalled in the Senate for over a year now. They won't pass it because our cowardly leaders just aren't listening to us. They're listening to the NRA. They're listening to those people who write them checks, who keep them in power, because that's the way politics work. That's the idea we settle on. So we tell ourselves, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, they're listening to people like Creepy Clown, but they basically don't believe them because where their narrative has been implemented in states, the states have become crime-ridden, whereas where their narrative is avoided, the places Jimmy Kimmel apparently doesn't like a whole lot, their citizens are safe.
Here we go.
For this, you can tell things are out of whack when the coach of the Golden State Warriors shows more leadership and passion than almost every Republican in Congress. And I say this tonight with the hope, not with an expectation, but with the hope that people like Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott and John Cornyn, people who were elected by Texans, will actually listen to it. Instead of going right to gun control laws don't work and we need armed teachers and guards at schools, if your solution to children being massacred is armed guards, you haven't been paying attention to what's going on. There was an armed guard in Buffalo. There was an armed guard in Parkland.
There was one armed guard in Buffalo. The guy was wearing body armor. Once he shot the guy to death, he knew that he had free reign of the supermarket. Ditto, there was a resource officer who may or may not have committed in Uvalde, and a resource officer who may or may not have committed in Parkland. If, in fact, these shooters didn't know, as they entered one classroom after another, which teacher may or may not kill them, it probably would have changed the scenario, and perhaps these things wouldn't even have happened.
Yep. All right, let's keep going. He's about to say that there was no school resource officer at this latest shooting in Texas, and that's what we were told for the last couple of days. Now they're saying they didn't engage. So again,
covering their rear end.
I think they're lying. I think they're lying because they don't want the liability that they didn't have a school resource officer when the school reportedly had 48 lockdowns in the last year. So I think they're now lying to cover a massive lawsuit. I think the truth was the reality of the first reports that there was no school resource officer because I'm
not sure I care. I don't think a school resource officer is sufficient. Once you take out the school resource officer, at that point, everyone else is a dead duck.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the school resource officer, of course, if he is uniformed, everybody knows who he is. But of course, if you're also a school, particularly, say, a male walking around, I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious.
Yeah, you're walking not an around the halls.
That you're not an elementary school student.
A 40-year-old man with a mustache who looks like dad.
Yeah, he's not in third grade. He's not a third-grade student. Mm. All right, let's keep going.
Guard in Uvalde. They had armed guards. There were police officers.
Okay, they didn't have armed guards. It wasn't plural.
And maybe, maybe not.
Listen to what he says about the police.
Armed on the scene.
Okay, they were armed on the scene, but they didn't do anything.
He may not have even been on the scene. I'm not sure we'll ever know for certain. But as we found out in Buffalo, once the shooter takes out the one guy with a gun, at that point he has free reign.
And now watch what he's about to say about some other countries here.
And these murders still happen. And gun control laws do work, by the way. We know this.
In California, in Illinois, in New York.
Where you have massive murder.
They don't work at all. I mean, if our experience is any indication, it's that the prevalence of gun control is inversely proportional to the safety of the populace.
How many people are being murdered every weekend in Chicago where all the criminals have guns and the citizens can't?
I'm told that I think I heard on a previous radio program there were only maybe it had gone down to 24 so far this month. It's a record low for Chicago, but hundreds of people are killed in Chicago. They claim, they're importing guns from other states. And yet those other states aren't shooting galleries like Chicago.
Yep.
So Scotland had a school shooting that killed 16 kids and a teacher, and the government responded by enacting gun control legislation. And there hasn't been a school shooting in Scotland since then.
I've been to Scotland. I've been to Norway. They're demographically different places than the United States. In addition, of course, there's not this media mechanism which is saying to these kids, these Ritalin-addicted kids, these Adderall-addicted kids, these kids addicted to video games, there's not the media that's saying to these kids, we will make you world famous if you do this for us, if you just shoot up your school.
1896 in Australia, a mass shooting killed 35 people. They passed gun legislation. They haven't had one since.
There's certainly been a lot of murder in Australia, notably the terrorist who sat in the coffee shop in Sydney. So it's not a correct statement that Australia has been a placid, murder-free zone.
Only country where this keeps happening. Firearms are now the number one cause of death for American children and teens. Number one.
But they are number one primarily in places like Chicago, which have the gun control that Jimmy Kimmel, i.e. the crazy clown, is so eager to impose on North Dakota.
Senator Ted Cruz, I will say, is stepping up to comfort the people he serves, who is the NRA. Ted is scheduled to speak at an NRA event this weekend. And here's the thing. I don't believe Ted Cruz doesn't care about children.
Wow.
I don't.
What a concession. What a concession from the creepy clown that he doesn't believe that his people are, who oppose his position, are completely evil, just ignorant.
Well, last I checked, probably most of Jimmy Kimmel's supporters and guests, when it comes to compassion for children, i.e. abortion, they have zero.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, they reach into the womb and tear these kids apart limb from limb. And so it's a pretty horrible way to die.
All right, let's come back, finish up with Mike Hammond. I think Pete Santelli is going to join us here as well. I mean, we may ask Mike to stay. Let's see what Mike wants to do here in the break. But I think Pete's going to join us with some new information as well. We'll be right back after this break. It's Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we're originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks, so be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Our Ozarks Worldview Weekend is filling and filling fast. If you go to wvwtvstore.com, that's a new store, new store URL, by the way, so please take note of that, wvwtvstore.com, no dashes, no nothing, just push it all together, wvwtvstore.com, and you'll find the banquet concert tickets for Thursday night. You'll also find a link in there where you can listen to the concert from 2020, because some of you are saying, what? So it's not like you're buying a pig and a poke. You can even demo what it's like to go to our banquet concert from our 2020 banquet concert. This year I'll be doing all Christmas music, custom orchestrated, and we'll turn it into a Christmas special here as well. So that's Thursday night, our Worldview Weekend Foundation banquet. That's optional. And then the conference starts on Friday night. Saturday, Sunday morning worship. There's the optional luncheon on Saturday. Again, that's optional. Dr. Peter McCullough and others will be speaking. Again, please go to wvwtvstore.com for details. If you have not made your room reservations, I would suggest you do that because the resort filled up last year, and some people had to stay other places, which is fine too. Some people, you know, choose to do that, and that's fine too. So again, all the details are at wvwtvstore.com. Joining me is Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is their website, gunowners.org. Pete Santelli will join us in just a minute. Let me finish up with the commentary by Jimmy Kimmel and Mike's excellent commentary, kind of debating in this manner with Jimmy Kimmel, which, by the way, Jimmy is welcome to come on my TV show anytime. I've extended that invitation multiple times to discuss many issues unedited live. So, and I say that too for most of the liberals, including the rhinos, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin. They're all welcome, but they never seem to want to do it.
Yeah, I hope he brings his balloons with him.
Okay, we go.
Affected by this, he's a father. I bet he went to bed sick to his stomach last night.
He's talking about Ted Cruz, by the way. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
It's easy to call someone a monster, but he's not a monster. He's a human being. And some people might not like hearing me say that, but it's true. So here's the thing I would like to say to Ted Cruz, the human being, and Governor Abbott, and everyone. It's okay to admit you made a mistake. In fact, it's not just okay. It's necessary to admit you made a mistake when your mistake is killing the children in your state. It takes a
well,
a
he said he's not a monster, but he's murdering children. Yeah, I would advocate it's Jimmy Kimmel's network, which is causing the deaths of those children by giving massive mega coverage to the Uvalde shooting and the Uvalde killer and the Buffalo shooter whom he was copycatting.
And again, if you want to talk about killing children, where does he come down? Where does his network come down? Where do
on
his
abortion.
Guests? Yeah. Where do they all come down on
and
that?
Incidentally, prior to 1996, you never heard of school shootings, almost never heard of school shootings. In 1996, Congress enacted the Gun-Free School Zone, the Cole Amendment. 3 years after that, the Columbine massacre happened, and as a result of media coverage of that, the copycat shootings have not stopped since then.
Also, remember, where was that? Was it Paducah, Kentucky? Where was it that the coach had to go out to his truck to get his pistol?
Pearl, Mississippi.
Pearl, Mississippi.
Yeah, Pearl, Mississippi. The coach went out to his truck, stopped a mass shooting. Appalachian Law School, I think, armed people, stopped mass shootings. But we'll never know how many mass shootings have been stopped. The FBI says 1.5 million times a year individuals use firearms in order to stop crimes. We'll never know how many mass shootings have been stopped as a result of a good guy with a gun, because that's not going to make it into the New York Times.
Person to do something like that. It takes a brave person to do something like that. And do I think these men are brave people? No, I don't. I don't. But
well, it takes a lot of bravery to go on a national television network and mal-liberalism. So.
And I would love it if they surprised me. I would love it if any of these guys surprised me. I don't know. This is not a time for moments of silence. This is a time to be loud and to stay loud and not stop until we fix this.
It may be that God plays a more significant role in the affairs of man, and that we need to communicate with him to a greater extent than Jimmy Kimmel supposes.
Great point.
Health problem. Others say it's a gun problem. It is both, and it can be both. So let's work on both of those. There have been 27 school shootings so far this year in this country, and it's May.
That's wrong. Incidentally, those figures come from the gun lobby. The gun lobby said there's a total of 200-plus mass shootings, but I think BBC is analyzing that, of all people. We're also analyzing it. It turns out there are fewer than, of the 200 mass shootings, there are fewer than 16 actual shootings. Some involve people who are grazed on the arm as a result of gang violence. And as a matter of fact, the 16 is probably too high, because the FBI doesn't regard gang violence as mass shootings.
Okay, let's keep going. Here we go. He's having a hard time talking.
How does this make sense to anyone? These are our children, and our representatives are supposed to represent us. We want limits on who can...
Expecting that. Dump that. All right, he cursed. Okay, so he wants to limit who has an AR-15. Before we bring Pete Santelli on here, can you tell me...
He's trying to present, as the left is, an AR-15 as being comparable to an M-16. I was in the Army. I was issued an M-16. The nice thing was it had a selector switch and can fire automatically. The AR-15, people, including particularly women, like it because it's easy to carry. It has a carry handle, and it's easy to use and fairly easy to take apart. But it has no more lethal value going into a school shooting situation than many other types of firearms. I mean, you pull the trigger once and it fires a bullet. You pull the trigger again, it fires a bullet. It's if you got rid of all AR-15s, you wouldn't eliminate school shootings.
Joining us now is Pete Santelli. Pete, welcome to the broadcast. We've got Mike Hammond of GunOwners.org with us. Welcome aboard, Pete.
Hello, Brandon. Hello, Mike. Honor to be back with you.
So, Pete, tell me what you sent us the report from Fox News about some former federal agents. It kind of fits with what we were talking about on TV last night, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, every indication is pointing, because, as I discussed yesterday, the Buffalo shooter, and, you know, for that matter, I've been researching for many years, a lot of these shooters have been subjected to and have indicated that they were subjected to either extremely low frequency mind control, technocratic mind control, which exists. It's not a conspiracy theory. I have the patents. But this Buffalo shooter, we discovered that for 2 years prior to the shooting that he was being basically radicalized online. They spoke of his online writings. They published a manifesto. I discovered that he was immersed for 2 years prior to the shooting on a platform called 4chan. And that is a known hub of, you know, online radicals, anonymous type people, as well as CIA and FBI, you know, COINTELPRO. And believe it or not, it's, you know, I'm going to have to call it MK Ultra. Specialists that work for the federal government covert programs, utilizing screen flicker technology. I discovered this technology when the Batman shooter in Colorado many years back actually perpetrated that crime. He was actually not only a victim of MK Ultra screen flicker, but he helped develop it. His dad actually invented the technology.
And you have the proof of that. You have the proof of that.
It is well documented. They're scrubbing the internet, a lot of it, but I've offshored and downloaded all the PDF documents. I have this absolutely 1,000% certified. Now, let's fast forward to the Buffalo shooter. They're now saying that, and this comes from Buffalo News, that a retired federal agent who was in regular communication with six others with the Buffalo shooter online may have had advance notice of Gendron's plans to murder black people at the grocery store in advance, 30 minutes in advance. And in fact, what they are saying is it's a retired federal agent who they're not naming what agency he was working for, and six other persons are now considered accomplices because they never reported it, having known 30 minutes prior. So knowing how I know for an absolute fact, because I've looked at the CIA FOIA documents as to how the CIA experimented with hypnosis of an individual, split their personalities, pre-program them. I've actually read the FOIA documents from when they experimented with it in the 50s and the 60s. They can hypnotize somebody and then remotely activate them to do things that they normally wouldn't do. You could do sexual-based mind control and trauma-based mind control. And what I mean by remotely, back then, you could have somebody hypnotized to let's say, receive a 3x5 index card in the mail that says blue bananas. Obviously, you don't want them activated with something they're regularly going to read, but you can have them hypnotized to say, you read something that says blue bananas, pick up the gun and shoot your roommate. These targeted assassins and this technology that was experimented with by the CIA was for covert means outside of the United States of America. What I'm now discovering is that all the telltale signs of a lot of these shooters, I'm saying Buffalo shooters specifically, but there are some anomalies that I'm looking into with this Uvalde shooter. Way too many anomalies. I'm also finding out there was a representative that said that the shooter, Ramos, in middle school 4 years ago, was actually arrested for pre-planning a Columbine-styled event. That's being reported. We still need to confirm whether or not he was one of those individuals arrested and, 4 years ago.
And the whole mind stuff sounds, you know, to the lay people who don't study, it sounds like woo. But we have 60 Minutes a month ago. I watched the program doing stories on the Havana syndrome, where people coming out of the old executive office building during the Trump administration, a couple of them report being targeted by this, which made them hear this weird noise, immediately get vertigo, feel like they're going to get sick to their stomach, almost like they're having a stroke. And this one guy talked about how a van outside his home, you know, then began to target him at his house and the room was of his children. And so, again, there clearly seems to be some technology. We also have Sirhan, and if you go study that, there seems to be things that were done with him that, you know, again, we go back to the lady in the polka dotted dress and all kinds of things about mind control. Let's open the phone lines up. I'm going to have Mike Hammond comment on this. We come back as well as to his thoughts. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Pete Santelli, he is a talk show host in his own right over at frankspeech.com every morning. And he's a retired Marine as well. So we'll open the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. We'll be right back.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn off your bank account just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. We're taking your calls as well. Mike, what do you make of the idea of mind control and groups that and things that Pete's talking about, Sirhan and some of these other guys?
I'm no expert, but I certainly wouldn't discount it. My professor in sophomore psychology majored in hypnosis and tried to put me under. So I may be deep state. But
Mike always has to go there. Okay. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, thanks for calling in, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to do a quick comment here. Australian camps can't happen. COVID camps can't happen here because we're armed. Number two, Hitler used Polish prisoners to justify his invasion into Poland, to make that look right. And then the third question I have is, how is it a loser who works at Wendy's, living with his grandma, can afford two Daniel Defense AR-15s with EOTech sights? I make pretty good money. Yeah. I can't even afford that.
Yeah, well, I'll take the middle of the three questions since I'm sort of an expert on it. During the invasion of Poland and the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, Hitler basically sent in his troops to exterminate those people in the Warsaw Ghetto, and even according to the liberal film industry, the problem that the people in the ghetto had is we have no guns. The first thing Hitler did after Kristallnacht was basically seize all of the guns. And so as a result of that, and I went into Warsaw in communist Poland to call for the overthrow of their government, and it was amazing. You would pull in, and it would look like a suburb of the city with sort of new high-rise apartments and everything. It turned out you were in the center of Warsaw. The town, the city, was so thoroughly destroyed in every way that there was nothing left standing. So thanks to Hitler and his policies of no guns,
Let me take you to Worldview Report real quick. Texas cops didn't rush to find gunmen because, quote, they could have been shot, end quote. Yeah, well, that's what the job entails.
Yeah.
And deliberately locked inside classroom to save other students. Now we're hearing that kids potentially could have been saved that bled out because they were left in there so long. Here's flashback. Senator Murphy proposes legislation to remove school resource officers from school. We have many, many liberal towns and town councils and city councils that were all during the whole defund the police thing, all screaming and hollering about getting the school resource officers out of the schools. This is what happens, folks, when that happens. Let's go to our next caller, Anonymous, for Pete. I think you have a question for Pete, Anonymous.
Yes, I did want to comment today. I found that the explanation regarding some of the mind control that was possibly occurring through the FBI as being something I've thought of for quite some time. So I believe that these individuals are definitely being used by someone to commit heinous crimes. And Brannon, I want to share with you regarding January the 6th, the Pete Lou, P-E-T-E-L-O-O massacre in Britain. It aligns with everything that has and is being done to those individuals at the Capitol on January the 6th.
And by the way, again, we read the 2017 press release from a father the last couple of weeks before all this even happened, talking about the FBI knowing that his son was mental, schizophrenic, had mental issues, and under their legal care, and yet they kept providing him with stuff, trying to get him to be involved in a bombing. So we know for a fact the FBI has put people up to this, or at least they have their assets go do it. Let's go to Mark from Pennsylvania, line 3. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. My question's for Brannon, or Mike, or Pete, any of you. I think this is probably going to find out this is an inside job.
All right, let's have.
I think that door was left open for a reason, so people inside knew it.
Because you know, it does.
I'm watching right side outside of the NRA right now, and there's a lot of people out there with signs saying Abbott and Ted Cruz must go.
So let me ask you, Pete, what do you think?
If they're
Pete?
Willing to use COVID to put Trump out of office, I wouldn't pat him. I wouldn't put it past them doing this to put Greg in.
Well, not only that, Mark, we got the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff talking to China behind Trump's back. You've got all kinds of crazy stuff that these people have done.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. What do you think, Pete?
Well, I think, well, what I do know, I know that the technology exists that you can remotely, you can hypnotize somebody and then remotely activate them. We know that from the CIA FOIA documents. We know they've employed that technology overseas. They've had assassins infiltrate, you know, communist dictatorships. We do know for a fact that the Buffalo shooter was online for 2 years being radicalized and groomed, and now we have confirmation that a former, an FBI retired federal agent and six others were in regular communications with him online in this online forum.
Let's go to line one.
Pointing towards the obvious.
Line one, Becky. Thanks for calling in, Becky. Line one.
Hi, Becky.
Yes. Hi, I was just thinking everything you guys are saying out loud. You know, it's just too coincidental, and I don't believe in coincidences, but this is happening now, and that he's pointing out, like Kimmel and that, what they're pointing out about it, and trying to force the gun control, because when the government takes over, the only ones that are going to put up a fight are who? You know, the gun owners, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
Yeah.
Closing comments.
That way with Biden at the WHO, all of it, you know, our sovereignty, I just think it's all connected.
Okay, yeah. Closing comments for both of you.
I believe that there are a lot of people in New York and Washington and the media who want to disarm America for a number of reasons. I think they think that if they eliminate gun ownership, they will remove a major pillar from the Republican Party and from conservatism. So, I mean, they want to disarm America. I think that the people like the Times, NBC News, they may not have known that the shooter in Uvalde was going to explode, but they knew or should have known that one of these dozens of shooters somewhere was going to erupt and that children would die and that that would enhance their campaign for gun control.
15-second comment closing, Pete Santelli.
As a United States Marine, I was 18 years old in the Marine Corps handling the most sophisticated weaponry. I think we need compulsory service and issue weapons to Americans and get them highly trained to defend our nation from all enemies, including active shooters.
Kind of like Israel does. Thanks to both of you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.